It felt like I was in Frozen. That's the only way to describe it. I was in Frozen.
That's Nina Garcia, the creative director of Marie Claire, describing what it's like to enter the ice caves at the Mindenhall Glacier. You've probably spotted the magazine when you wait in line at the supermarket. This month's cover featured Sarah Jessica Parker. And inside, there was an article about the effects of climate change on glacier ice and how the fashion industry can help by reducing wasteful packaging. But some of the photo captions are pretty off. Or as Nina Garcia would say, as a judge on Project Runway,
I think you made a real big effort, however.
However, one of the pictures looked like it had been put through an Instagram filter. It was supposed to depict the Mindenhall Glacier in 1970.
And we know that at that time, Nugget Falls was falling. Well, in the 70s, you know, it was falling onto the glacier.
John Neary, the director at the Mindenhall Glacier Visitor Center, says he thinks the photo was actually taken sometime in the 1990s. Then there was another photograph in the magazine spread, captioned "The Mindenhall Glacier Today."
The other photo was more strange. It was, from what I can tell, a picture from the top of Thunder Mountain, looking at that Thunder Mountain basin with the airport behind it and then North Douglas.
You can see a rolling mountain with grass and only a little bit of snow. No glacier anywhere in sight. When the article came out, Neary says he was in Denali National Park on a vacation. And initially, he was disappointed. But he recognizes everyone makes mistakes.
And I don't fault them for it because it's a long, long ways away from where they are. And they did a really good job of fact-checking. I got follow-ups from them about this fact and that fact, and they just missed this one.
No doubt, the Mindenhall Glacier is shrinking. In the past 30 years, Neary's noticed an extreme change, and scientists say the glacier won't be visible from the visitor center by the end of this century. Neary says even though Marie Claire got the photos very wrong, he found the overall message of the story interesting.
It's from a different take than I would write an article on, but at the same time, people are coming from really different places than I am, too. And if they're coming from the New York fashion scene, then maybe that article really appeals to their sensibilities.
As the Marie Claire article concluded, you shouldn't have to choose between fashion and the glacier. From Alaska's Energy Desk, I'm Elizabeth Jenkins in Juneau.